The Centaur Review, episode 180, Tragedy and Return. Okay, so we have an episode that we have to do. We have to come in here and do a topic episode. We're going to cover a couple of different things.
Two topics. We don't have the massive amount of topics as we normally would try to tackle.
Right. Although, I'm still trying to think, like, should we do this as, like, an exclusive for the podcast, since obviously the podcast isn't going to be able to see fucking Turtles DVD being destroyed?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get there. That's whatever.
Well, before we begin, let's go around the room.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
So, let's get the bad news out of the way. Sadly, we lost our Ninja Storm Red Ranger.
The man, he played Shane Clark in Ninja Storm. His real name, no offense, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I don't either.
He was...
in my pocket.
He was found...
I think yesterday?
Okay, this is how this works. He technically died today.
Give the date right now.
May 11th, 2019.
That way, because people find our show randomly throughout the years.
Right. Yeah, this has been posted on our Facebook page for today, too. So,
but because he died in New Zealand and they're many hours ahead of us, he did die on May 11th. We got the news yesterday.
He died yesterday today.
Yesterday today. Because I can't remember how many hours they're ahead of us.
Right.
Okay, he was, 38.
Which makes him the fourth youngest cast member from Power Rangers to have passed away.
Okay.
And I think...
No details on how he passed. He was just found dead in his home in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think a few of his fellow Rangers did post about it, too.
Yes.
Saying that it will be missed, and bless you wherever you are.
Most likely the people that he actually was in the show with. The girl who plays Tori, the guy who plays Dustin.
Yeah.
I figured there would be some, like, one of the pronunciation things, but I guess not. So I'm just going to say that the name should be, and I'm probably going to... It's time for Seth Butcher's a name, since Shane doesn't want to fucking do it. it's,
Pua?
Yeah, Pua...
Magaza...
Magasiva. Yeah. Pua Magasiva, I do believe. Yeah, he's Samoan, so. But yeah, there you go. That's all I could say on this dude. Because I didn't watch this because I was told fucking not to.
Ninja Storm was not a bad series.
No, he's right. When we started this show, there was a couple of us that were starting to watch Rangers, and we put it expressly across the group, stop. Because in order to review the material, you can't have seen space 4 years ago. We got to watch it and talk about it while it's right there. And talking about it will be damaged by simply saying something like, oh, I saw this like 4 years ago. I remember it.
So this actor rose to fame on Shortland Street, which was from 2003 to 2006, and then returned from 2011 to 2018. Wow. And then we know his role as Shane in Power Rangers. He was in Sion's Wedding and Outrageous Fortune. And I'm sure if somebody brought up the IMDb, they might see if he was currently working on something or not.
I don't even know why the fuck I put it away. I don't even know why the fuck I put it away. It's like a goddamn Jobber Wrestling Corner that we haven't done an episode for in forever, unfortunately, because I've been busy.
I'm wondering
it's the old fucking thing. Why the fuck do we have to ask questions?
Because I'm wondering if Shortland Street was the last thing he did currently, because it was dated 2018.
What the fuck is this goddamn IMDb? All I'm getting is he's dead. There's fucking IMDb. There we go. Okay, let me see here. That's photos. I don't care. Fucking filmography. He was an actor in 17 fucking things. Yeah, Shortland Street was the very last thing he did from 94 to 2018. I guess he had a recurring character, and then after that it says Flat 3, which I'm presuming is something over there. Auckland Days, Sion 2's, I'm finished, but whatever. East West 101, Panic at Rock Island, Matakari, Outrageous Fortune, Diplomatic Immunity, 30 Days of Night. Oh, I forgot he was in that. Okay. Brother, Samoan Wedding, Dino Thunder, Haka and Siva, Power Ranger Ninja Storm, Power Ranger Ninja Storm the video game, and The Other Side of Heaven. So, yeah. Yeah, apparently he's been working since it looks like 94, but that's because he had a fucking recurring role in fucking Shortland Street, which is where I guess everybody fucking knows him from. Because he's a New Zealand actor, so most of that is from New Zealand.
Well, it says his time there was 2003 when he started there, so... They're showing the date of the show itself, so...
Oh, I guess. Well, no, because it says Vinnie Cruz, 94 to 2018.
Hmm.
And then it gives Nurse Vinnie from 03 to Dash, so I mean... Unless he played the same, like that actor's changed 30 fucking times, because that does happen in a series. And yeah, his first appearance was in 03, but the show has been running from 94 to 18, which I don't give a fuck, because that's a show in another country that I'm not going to be able to watch. It's not like Doctor Who, where we have BBC America over here, because motherfuckers love Doctor Who. So, no offense to that show, but just saying. So yeah, it looks like that's everything. So the only other thing I would know that dude from is 30 Days of Night.
Yes.
So that's the bad news.
It sucks when you lose. It's because, you know, we do this Sentai review, and, you know, we do like Power Rangers. Whether the series sucks, Turbo, or it's a great series, Space. You know, it sucks to lose a Ranger. Especially in a manner that's so sudden.
We don't know the manner yet.
No, we
on
don't.
On top of that.
Yeah, they're still investigating, even though...
38. That's really young.
Yes.
Real young.
But you could be 34 years old, go on a jog, and have a fucking cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Death doesn't have an age. I understand.
It's a very sudden, very frightening concept, because the same guy... that could smoke a pack of cigarettes every single day and live on Burger King can live to be 90, and you can die at 40 eating carrots and doing proper exercise.
I resemble that remark.
Well, listen, it's a scary concept.
I've heard people say he had alcohol problems. There's no information on that yet. There's nothing out there.
The only thing that they say is that the motherfucker had a couple of DUIs. That was it. So it could be drinking drugs.
Everything right now is stipulation. Yeah. One thing we know for sure is if it had been some sort of car accident or something of that nature, there wouldn't even be a question. We'd already have a response.
Yes, but
since we don't, he was found dead. It could be everything from. It could be anything from he's been having trouble sleeping and he fucking took too many sleeping pills.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit happens too.
Yeah. Hell, it could even be like fucking Eddie Guerrero. Motherfucker had too much drink and drug in his system, and he fucking got clean, and then one day he's running on a treadmill, and fucking his nephew finds him laying on the treadmill. Just gone.
I thought he was found in his hotel room with a toothbrush.
When I heard about it, again, this is many years ago, Eddie Guerrero died in the gym at the hotel room because he was running on the treadmill and had a heart attack while he was running on the treadmill.
Because last I heard, he was dead in his bathroom while brushing his teeth.
Like I said, it was many years ago, and I don't fucking remember.
2005 is when Eddie Guerrero died. He was found by his...
Yeah, he was found by Chavo. That's all I fucking know, is that Chavo found his ass dead in the hotel.
Yes.
And last they knew, he'd stopped drinking drugs, so he just had a fucking heart attack.
At the time, he was 38 years old, but he had a lot of demons.
Yeah.
A lot of demons. He did a lot of drugs and alcohol in his life.
Right.
And when he got clean, that stuff takes a toll on your body.
Yeah. So
it has a lasting effect.
Yeah. So it could either be something of that nature, or motherfucker just had a random heart attack, a spider bit him because they are in fucking New Zealand.
You know?
The fucking, no, you scoff, but yeah, no, literally the animals over there
are terrifying.
They're deadly.
They're terrifying down there.
Fuck, animals everywhere are fucking deadly, but yeah, usually the bugs. One bite, your ass is fucking dead. They're like black widows on steroids. Like, done.
But
so, who knows?
It's tragic. It is tragic, but when there is bad news, there's also hope to look for good news. Which brings us to our second topic.
Which Bill posted in the Facebook group.
Beast Morphers is the newest Power Rangers series going on currently. And it has been confirmed that an old Ranger is coming back. The OG Red Ranger.
I'm hearing it's not just him. Before we announce this,
it's other Rangers.
I'm hearing that these are not just going to be costumes. I'm hearing that Hasbro is going out of their way to make sure that every dinosaur that is in this episode is getting their actor returned.
Nice.
Austin is the big kick here. Austin St. John returning as the Mighty Morphin Red is a big deal. But I'm hearing that the other Rangers will not just be stand-in costumes, they're coming back too.
You're talking the OG Rangers?
No.
I'm talking like the other, this team
like the Dino Thunder Red guy.
Yeah, like the Dino Thunder guy.
The guy who's related to Alfred from the Adam West
era. Yes, I saw that.
I'm hearing he will return.
As the Red Dino Ranger.
Yes, I'm hearing the actors. Hasbro's going out of its way to get those actors to come back to reprise these roles, so it's not just a quick stand-in like, and that guy's here too!
Now, if you guys haven't remembered...
Because we've seen that in some of these specials where they purposely will not show...
Yeah, like that Legendary War.
No. Yeah. Well, not just Legendary War, there's been team-ups between other Rangers.
The Forever Red.
Remember when the dinosaurs, when the Dino Charge? No, it wasn't them. Dino Thunder, I think is who they were. When they crossed over and did their crossover, Tommy was there.
Dr. Oliver was there.
We're going to put that in heavy quotations.
He was in his suit.
He was in his suit and never took his suit off because he wasn't fucking there.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that Hasbro's going out of its way to make sure that is not what they do.
Now, as any of you have, any Power Ranger fan knows, Austin St. John has not been in a Power Ranger suit or in a Power Ranger show
since Forever Red.
Forever Red in 2002.
That was his retirement, yeah.
No.
Forever Red, he came back, he fucking shook hands, and he said, I'm off to fuck Kimberly.
Now, 17 years later, he returns as Jason Scott. So, that's exciting for any Power Ranger fan. If Jason was your favorite Ranger, it was Bill's, I don't care what you say, it was your favorite fucking Ranger.
It was my favorite Ranger. I guess I have to say that. He wasn't my favorite person, but he was the Gold Ranger.
So, he's your favorite Ranger.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I know previously somebody did post prior to what you post about Austin St. John, but somebody posted previously about this team-up in the Japanese version of what ones were going to be in it.
Yes, and if we continue the normal setup of how these episodes work.
It'll be during the second season of Beast Morphers.
Oh, right, but that's not what I care about. Every episode follows the formula, and the formula says there has to be a giant monster fight. Mm-hmm. And in Japan, their giant monster fight saw the return of the Megazord. So for the first time since the middle of Mighty Morphin, we're going to see the Daizujin return.
Now, it will be in CGI because that is what the Zords are nowadays.
Is it?
I think so.
I think.
Will it though?
I thought I saw.
They could try.
No, I thought I saw a quick. Somebody posted like a GIF.
It
looked very much like
crossover.
A new shiny Megazord doing like a kick.
Look,
and it was not something I recognized from Mighty Morphin.
Right. And even then, when it comes down to it, even though, yes, you are correct, over in Japan, they do use a lot of CG with their fucking Zords. But
the
Zords and Megazords are still, just like before,
models.
Dudes in suits.
And
yeah,
they're still
toys.
Dudes in suits.
It might not just be the three red ones. We're going to have a couple of the other Dino Charge guys.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, they couldn't try and get a hold of some of the other Dino Thunder guys, too.
I'm hearing that Hasbro is actually going out of their way to try to get as many returners as possible. I'm hearing that Hasbro got this property and they want to prove that they are worth the property. And I'm hearing that they're trying to be very careful not to change what it is. A lot of people were calling for, like, big dramatic changes and darker storylines and growing it up. And Hasbro knows what it bought.
Yeah.
And it wants to maintain what it bought. It understands that it's formulaic. It understands it can be handled with more respect, though.
Right.
You can keep what it is at its core and simply go out of your way to say, we're going to treat some actors with respect. And, hey, you guys were important to the franchise. Do you want to come back and do this? How many times has Austin, because this is true, this has been going on for a couple of years. Austin has been talking with Saban for years.
Yeah.
For years he's been talking with them and saying, I would. And then they're like, well, how about you come on back here and do this? And then for whatever reason, we're not privy to it. It's behind the scenes. Every single time it falls through.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up for cameos. He doesn't show up to be, because when they first announced Dino Charge, they were talking to him about being the guy in red and acting as the mentor to those Rangers, just like Tommy did.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell through. Who knows why?
I'm hoping.
But now all of a sudden Hasbro gets in here, and almost instantly, in their first fucking year owning the property, they were like, hey, want to be Jason?
So
that would be pretty cool.
Austin St. John's return was first reported by that hashtag show.
Mm-hmm.
Which from there got leaked to all the resources. And it says the fans will have to wait until 2020 to find out more about Hasbro's plans for this legendary Red Rangers return.
But that says something about Hasbro gaining the property.
Right.
They don't want to change it. They don't want to, like, flip it to Netflix, turn it into 13 episodes, and sell it.
Before I continue, I need to know something. Hasbro brought the rights, so Saban has no more say in it.
Now,
but
this
Saban's name is still on it.
No, there's a reason. Hasbro bought Saban's Power Rangers. That's important. That is legitimately important because Hasbro, as a toy company, this is the way they had to do it. Licensing is funny. A good portion of toys, this happens quite a bit, are made by, like, Bandai or some shit over in Japan, and then we just relabel them Power Rangers and put them over here.
Yep.
That happens a lot. Or we change the stickers. Remember, even the little, when we first got the little, the guns here in America, they still had the Judanger sticker on them.
Yeah.
And it had Bandai logo. But the weird thing now is,
yeah,
Bandai still has rights over the toys in Japan.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We don't own Sentai.
Yeah.
He bought Power Rangers.
Yep.
Bandai buying Power Rangers is important because now you notice that the Rangers that came out with this new lightning set, they have removable helmets. And who's under the helmet? Why are Power Rangers all of a sudden being sold with separate helmets, separate headpieces? Just like my Spider-Gwen back there, sometimes you want to see the face.
Yep.
And you want to see the face that was important. Well, Marvel Select, they're allowed to release a Spider-Gwen where you could take the headpiece off and put the Gwen head on there because that's the character.
Yep.
Here in America, our character is very much take the helmet off and Tommy should be under the White Ranger hat.
Nope.
Nope.
It's some 3-year-old kid with fucking Shazam complex.
Not here it isn't. Not here it isn't.
Yep, not here it's
and
not.
And here, because,
over there it is.
But because Bandai owns the property.
Hasbro.
Yeah, now Hasbro.
Well, that's because Bandai does own the property in Japan.
Yeah.
In America, it's owned by Hasbro.
Yes. So if you're making a Super Sentai toy, we're not just repackaging it and bringing it over here. We are finally making fucking American toys.
Yep.
This is important that Hasbro is going out of its way to set Power Rangers apart and yet still keep it what it is.
Yep.
We are finally respecting actors. It has not happened. Not happened. Nickelodeon fucking played with it. Disney fucking played with it. Saban fucking played with it. And the only thing, it was part of the transition that Hasbro bought the property, that Saban said, well, it's kind of my property. And in order to set it apart and make it a strictly American property, they said, that's fine, we'll put your fucking name on it. Yep. It is now Saban's Power Rangers. And to be fair, it is. You wouldn't fucking have Power Rangers without that dick bag.
Yeah.
You are correct. Now, here's my question.
So whether you want to acknowledge or not, it's just like you like George Lucas's Star Wars. It's the only reason you have it. You do.
I hate his revisions.
But you like George Lucas's Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Because technically what we're seeing now is Disney's Star Wars.
Yeah. Now, look, this is the way these properties work. And the fact that we're giving it a 100% legitimate, this is American now, and we're going to try to step a little bit away from the Sentai and make it our own property, it got a rename. Part of that rename was to adhere to the legacy that it came from. Like it or not, the first fucking nearly 10 years of Power Rangers were all Saban influence.
Yeah.
Now, my question is this. With Hasbro owning Saban's Power Rangers, does Hasbro have the say in how the storytelling is going?
From what I understand, Hasbro is in control of the series now.
So now, with that being said, could we get a return of David Yost?
Actually, David Yost has actually already approached Hasbro. This has been in the news at least 4 different times, but as of yet, nothing has come of it. Billy, David,
I've heard he's been in talks.
He's in talks with Hasbro, and he even tweeted this. He put it on his Twitter. In talks, he said that he was in talks with Hasbro. He is interested in doing a Power Rangers reunion that he wants to write and direct, and he's willing to come back and even star in it.
Yeah.
For Hasbro.
Yeah, he doesn't like Saban. He hates
but
Saban.
That's
nobody
important.
Likes fucking
even
Saban.
Even with Saban's name on it, he'll come back because it's not Saban.
It's Hasbro. Yeah.
This is Hasbro. It doesn't matter that you fucking pay lineage to the legacy it came from. That's where it fucking came from.
Yeah.
It's under new management.
It is not Saban anymore.
Right.
And he'll come back because it's not Saban.
And now he's interested.
Think of it in terms of wrestling. Do you know how many times that frickin' NWA has changed hands? Or anything like it? Yeah. Where originally was NWA. Okay, well now NWA is going to end up becoming ECW. Well, NWA is reforming. And then fucking... I'm just making up shit now.
NWA becomes TNA.
Yeah, then NWA becomes TNA. Well, now that it becomes NWA again. Well, now it's going to become Global. And then Global's going to become Global Impact. And now we're going to have this, and then we're going to have that.
Now there's another NWA.
Yeah, now there's another NWA, which is going to turn into something the fuck else.
But
even though everybody else is going to other shit.
I would like that idea. Bring a reunion, bringing back all the original Rangers that you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
We know that some of them can actually not come back.
It's questionable how they would handle the Trini thing.
Would you bring Aisha or Tanya? They did take her spot. Aisha took Trini's.
They don't have a Ranger. There is no yellow Mighty Morphin. It doesn't even exist now.
Because she went back.
Storyline wise, Trini did not die.
No.
Yeah.
But since the actress is gone, you can't just bring back Aisha. She's not here.
Yeah.
She's in the past.
Yeah. She's gone.
Yes. You're right.
And you can't bring back the other girl because she was never a Morphin.
No, she was
Tanya
Zio.
Was not a Morphin.
She was Zio.
So there is no Yellow Ranger. No. By what they she's one of the only people that they would either have to cleverly recast.
They'll have to do maybe bring in like one of the super mega forces to cover for or something. I don't know. Or have a substitute Yellow Ranger.
I guess you could do that. You could bring Gia.
And just have her in the Yellow Mighty Morphin.
And for whatever reason, maybe they could even, if they even worked the storyline properly.
Because Gia was in that crossover recently, so.
Yeah, and she can become Yellow Mighty Morphin. In fact, if you want to get super technical here, she's the only one that can. Trini's still out there, storyline-wise. But unless you want to recast her...
Unless they write something that happened.
Unless you want to recast her, she can't come back. So you don't have a Yellow Mighty Morphin. By the standards laid down, we can't use Aisha. She's fucking gone.
Unless they find somebody that looks close enough to what she actually
did. The only thing you could do is recast the actress.
So they could find somebody who looks close enough and say that it's like a niece or a daughter or something like that. You know, something along those lines and say, yeah, no, she gave me her.
You could play that aspect. You could have a daughter come in.
Yeah.
That would be about 16, 17 years old now, and she could have the morpher, and for whatever reason, she needs the help of her mom's old companions.
Right. Something happened to mommy. Mommy was teaching her what the fuck to do, and there you go.
I can't do this by myself. I need the help of my mom's old friends.
Right.
You could play that angle. That's doable. And you don't have to dishonor the original actress at all.
And she could still even have the old fucking wristwatch.
She could use the watch to call Billy. You could literally run that episode with Billy's out doing whatever he's doing. He could even
being the Phantom Ranger still.
You could show him, bullshit, you could show him on Earth, you could start
in
it.
In the new command center.
You could start it on a command center and say nothing, give no real pretext. Just, there's some weird, the camera would start on a computer and kind of be moving around and go up past a watch, and then it would kind of center on that watch, and the watch would go, and then the camera would do that blur effect where the front goes blurry, and the background comes into focus, and you see somebody working on something, and he looks up like, what the fuck was that?
And he sits up and he's like, what
the And then it
fuck?
Does it again. And he would turn, and you would see that it's fucking David Yost. And he would get up from what he's doing and walk over and grab the watch and hit the button. Be like, yeah? And she'd be like, is this the Power Rangers? And he's like, who is this? And she's like, I need help. End it.
Yeah, done.
Fucking go
put in the intro.
Put in the intro.
Yeah.
And at that point, you have her asking for help for whatever's going on. Billy's already back on Earth for reasons.
Because that's how Power Rangers works, is reasons.
You got him. You've reestablished him. He's back on Earth. He's building a command center. Just like we've theorized over and over and over again.
He's building new power.
Yeah.
Because what happens when the power goes away again?
And there you go. Now she needs help. You could bring a Yellow Ranger in easily that way. Still pay tribute to the original actress. And literally, you could even put it in there. That as the guys meet up and everything, they're like, so you're Trini's daughter. Or whatever. And even have her have a conversation with Kimberly where she's sitting down and she's like, you were my mom's best friend. She's like, I knew her very well. And you could even acknowledge the fact that Trini is dead and that it happened a while ago.
Yeah.
And you could even reference it as a car accident and be like, it's crazy, all the things we survived and that's what took her out.
Yeah.
Life is crazy. And you pay immediate respect to the original actress. You close out a storyline, you give credence to the idea that her family continues, you bring in a new Yellow, she automatically has a link to the Rangers.
Yep.
She's reestablished.
They could even be like, how did you become a Ranger? Well, I was packing up my mom's stuff, and I happened to come across her morpher.
Yeah.
Because Adam kept his,
You could even say, my mom never kept anything from me. I always knew about it. I just didn't know where it was until after she passed away. Then as I was cleaning up the house, I came across these items that I couldn't identify, and it hit me.
It felt like it was calling to me.
Oh, God, we would have to do it that way, too, because Zordon and the power only happens to orphans. Fuck. Fuck.
And once
Dad's been gone for a long time.
I never explained the dad. No. I would never mention the dad ever, not even in passing.
The weird thing is, once the special is over, she could get casted in the next Power Rangers
series. You could literally set up a new Power Rangers series by saying, Billy could literally set up a new Power Rangers series by at the end of whatever big episode happens, he could say, you know, I've been looking to start a new protection team here on Earth.
Yeah.
And you might be just what I'm looking for. Look, I'm too old for this shit.
and we could possibly, you know, fuck with the formula, too.
You're just starting out.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I've seen, I'd say you're ready.
Yeah.
And then we go forward with whoever Trini's daughter is, literally building a mythology as a new female Red Ranger and build a team around her. Billy's Rangers, he could play the Zordon-esque figure.
Yep.
And you could reveal in a new series, out of nowhere, they could find in a back room during their... Because all the Rangers always run into an instance where like, oh my God, we need a sixth Ranger so bad we're fucking dying here. And they could literally find a suit in a back room in one of the storage bins somewhere across... Make Billy's command center crazy. There's just shit everywhere. He's always working on something. There's always boxes and crates and things and tubes and old costumes and random blueprints, and somebody finds the Phantom Ranger costume somewhere hidden amongst all that stuff and says, what is that? And he doesn't have to talk to it. He just says, I needed it for a while.
Yeah.
Done.
Problem
solved. You closed an entire storyline that was never addressed all those years ago with a simple background. What? What's this over here? I needed it for a while.
Yeah.
Done.
Problem
Billy
solved.
Billy was the Phantom Ranger.
We've literally solved 20 fucking years of what the fuck is going on back
issues.
There.
Yeah.
You could do that in a simple pass-by line off this one aspect.
Well, why don't you send your fucking...
And remember,
why don't
Hollywood,
you send a script
we
into
don't
Hasbro?
For these
they
ideas,
won't, they so, won't accept a script from me because I'm some fucking guy.
Yeah, well, guess
exactly.
What? Well, then you need a pull.
So we don't
you
get paid for these ideas, but because we put them here, that's our shit. So
call David.
A couple grand and we'll help.
If they,
social media, just
I'm
fucking
not kidding.
Message the man.
I'm not right. kidding. I know, I'm, without fucking talking myself up, I'm telling you, I have considered myself to be a writer for years. I know how to build storylines, continuity, and develop characters. If I only had a fucking chance...
I'm usually the idea/FX guy, so I can help
that I would actually be into. Because, like you said, you're right. I completely forgot that Aisha was in the past. Completely forgot. Because she would be the only other person I could have thought, because she was Mighty Morphin Yellow.
Right.
And, well, to be fair, you know how Power Rangers works. They don't got to explain shit to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you get back here? Don't worry about it. I'm back as Yellow. If they wanted to make it just simple and not recast anything...
It's true. But then the rest of the fan base would all say the same fucking thing, though. So then what happened? Because Tanya took your place in the space-time continuum was changed because of it. Like,
right.
You shouldn't fucking be here. And if you are here, you should be older than you are whilst here.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she would have to be an old lady if... And she shouldn't fucking be alive. But if she's alive, some fucking how... Then she would have to be almost 20 years older than the rest of the team.
Time Force.
Because then you'd have to bring in Time Force for an even bigger fucking
right.
thing. And I don't think... Look, David's going to get money if he ever comes in to do this, but he's not going to get that much money.
Right.
Bringing the old actors in for a single episode is going to be money. Let alone trying to work with the Time Force actors as well.
Here's my thing. Can you get him? We all know.
Yes.
Okay, you know.
He wants it.
Not him. Yeah. Not him. You look at the original Rangers. We're talking. We're talking from Tommy, all the way to the.
You can get Tommy,
Kimberly.
Yeah.
So we got Billy and Tommy as a guarantee.
Jason?
Kimberly
would be interesting.
Kimberly would be tough, but she's giving a lot more respect to the property lately.
Yeah.
I could see them
and
getting something.
And her and David are fucking like this.
And
so...
her and David are good friends.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, they, from what I've seen, they seem to be close... Closer than most of the other two.
And Jason David Frank, so...
Yeah, but David isn't their friend. Okay, they are all friends,
yeah.
But on social media, I constantly see those two in conversation
here's
and whatnot.
The thing.
Those two seem to be legitimately still tied together.
Adam has come back.
I would like Zach, but Adam is a bigger... He's a more possible chance. Now, with David pulling the strings, I think Walter would return.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Walter has not been back for the property on anything except for the premiere of the 2017 movie when the original Rangers went to see
but
that
But that's
together.
What I'm saying.
Right.
I think But I think with David pulling the strings, you could get Walter
now,
to
does
come
Walter
back.
Come, yeah. Does Walter go to those Morphicons sometimes? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And does he have his Black Ranger helmet? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But Adam, I like Zach. Trust me, I actually did like Zach.
Right.
We need Zach.
Yeah.
I know.
We need Zach.
Zach.
If they were to do an actual Mighty Morphin reunion, we need Zach.
We need the original 5-6 OG Rangers. Minus Trini, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Right.
But if we run with this idea we have...
We'll still have a connection with Trini.
And even then, if we do have to pull dumb bitch from
you,
you
can
know,
even
the
go,
past,
wait, whoa. I like the idea of her being a female, but you could...
Daughter, niece, whatever.
You could even have that Trini had a son.
Boy! We bring boy to America!
No, but you could actually have Trini to have had a son, and then the morph is less awkward if we ever have
to
use...
To be fair, they got rid of that whole women have to be in yellow. I mean, for fuck's sake, now guys are in yellow.
But I would prefer that Trini had a daughter, and if we ran the full length, she would be the next red for another team. I feel like that would be
we hardly ever get red female.
Right. But like I said, if we do have to go back and get dumb bitch from the past, we're dealing with Billy fucking Cranston here. The man made a fucking flying car that could teleport. I'm pretty sure he could go back and fucking find her. And then, okay, here, I'm glad you're here to help.
And
I don't think it's as creative, sadly, but I guess he could.
And they could be like, they could get everybody together, like, and Billy like, so where's Trini at? Guys, I've been trying to get a hold of her, and I cannot get a hold of her. I've been trying, I can't find her. So they're like, well, who are we going to have as our yellow? You guys remember Aisha? I could probably bring her back. Yeah, one bit of that.
I would hate it. I'm sorry, I would hate it.
I know.
I feel
like it's a better idea to pay tribute to the original actress in a dignified way, and her having a child and having already passed on, it just seems right.
I like that idea better. Have the daughter, because the bloodline... You know, bloodline-wise, my mom was the Yellow Ranger. Well, I have my mom's blood. I'm half of her.
I have my mom's morpher.
I have my mom's morpher. And if my mom was chosen, I don't see why I can't be chosen.
And with the way that Trini is, exactly like you said, fucking mom didn't hide anything from me. She trained me.
Trini was a lifestyle martial artist, and martial arts were passed down from her grandparents to her parents
so
to
she
her.
Would have passed,
her kids
passed
are
it.
Her
and
kid
even
is
if
already
it, even if it's a niece, it could still have done some training. Anyway.
I think it has to be direct daughter.
Right,
direct daughter feels right. We have to pay homage to the actress, and a niece is still tied to another family.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
We're
it's another family.
I like the daughter idea.
It has to be a direct descendant.
So get this script ready. Facebook David, give it to him. Like, hey, if you're able to do this, I have a script for you. See if you like it. Read it. Run through it. Direct
Shit,
that.
Not even a script. Just give him the fucking rough idea and be like, hey, if it's anything other than this, fans might not like it. Here's some ideas. Just
and you know what, man? Just because I'm a big fan, you don't even have to put my name in the credits.
Right.
Just knowing that it's my script is good enough for me.
But could you slide me like $50 for some gas? Because I got
this dude. I'm pretty sure. I'm
broke. I can't even afford my rent.
Because I'm pretty sure you don't live here in Peoria. And if you did, where the fuck you at?
I'm running for president. You know what platform I'm running under? Rent is too motherfucking high. That's what.
That's an old.
But that is our episode. No talking about tragedy,
right?
Returns, ideas. But that is what we have going on so far. I think it's exciting.
Right.
I think it's actually kind of exciting. I mean, David, Austin coming back is kind of exciting. He wasn't my favorite Ranger, but I think it's interesting for him to come back. As long as he, you know, comes back as the red and not gold, because I can't handle shitty pyramid looks anymore.
He's such a fucking hater.
It's not a fucking hater when it looks fucking like stupid shit.
It looks fucking sweet.
It looks
in
like
the
it came out of my ass.
No, it doesn't. No, or else your ass is hurting.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.